Reading from Corinthians 11. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Therefore, whoever eats the bread and drinks of the cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. Let's just take a quiet minute and let's ask God to forgive us of any sin which comes to our mind that we have committed, that we might get right with him. And during this time, if God brings someone to your mind that you know has ought against you, or someone that you have sinned against and caused an ought, take that name and put it in your mind and say, the first time that I can, I will get together with that person and make things right and ask their forgiveness. So let's just take a quiet minute. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may forevermore dwell with him, and him in us. Amen. You have received the elements, and I have received the elements. Thank you, Lord, for letting your body be broken and bruised for our healing. Thank you for offering up yourselves on our behalf. Let's partake together. Jesus, you shed your blood to wash away our sins, and now we give thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of your grace, as your blood washes us white as snow. Let's partake together. Thank you. Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived sinlessly, for your faithful obedience, and for your enduring the humiliation, enduring the pain and suffering for our sins. Thank you for the mystery of communion, of which we just partook. Thank you for the spiritual food that you richly provided for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Help us now to continue to live in grace and love, that we, as members of Grace Christian Center, might further your kingdom. Amen.